Hello guys, welcome to the ASMR video. Just kidding.
Welcome to the Second Amendment Sucks.
Today we're going to be talking about why the Second Amendment should be abolished.
Welcome back to the Second Amendment Sucks. Today we're going to be talking about why it should be abolished or changed at all in general.
So, Nicole, why do you think it should be abolished?
Yeah, Nicole.
Okay, well, in my opinion, the Second Amendment gives a lot of access to, like, dangerous weapons. Because it's the right to bear arms, and when you have depressed people that are like really young and they see a gun, they really might think of ending their life, and they might do it just because the gun's there and they feel so sad. So like, I researched, and 60% of deaths by gun. Are suicides.
Oh wow.
And that just makes me really, like, it's sad that
it can also make other people, like, hear like, if they hear that, they're gonna be like, oh my god, now I'm anxious because
Because, like, they might be anxious because, like, so many people are killing themselves with guns. And, like...
Oh, yeah. Like, if someone kills themselves and, like, that person that, like, knows that they killed themselves... I mean, if that person knows that another person killed themselves, like, they're gonna miss them and they're gonna feel like they should do the same just so they could be that, like, with that one person.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like, five people that were close to a person that kills themselves might do the same action.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I think it should be abolished because, like, if it feels almost dangerous to go anywhere because there's been shootings at concerts, at stores, at, like, everywhere, honestly. So, like,
I found what place is safe.
Yeah, Camila, good job.
I found more about that. So, a quote I found from the article Scientific American, and the article name is "More Guns Do Not Stop More Crimes, Evidence Shows." And it says, "But about 30 careful studies show more guns are linked to more crimes. For example, murder, rape, and others. Far less research shows that guns help."
Adding on to what Alex said, the rising level of violence in, like, the last couple of 2 years in general. Like, just look at how many school shootings, how many threats we've had, all because of guns. Imagine a world without them.
For fun.
Thank you. But, like, moving on to, like, the people who support it, like, all the groups who support it. I know for a fact that Republicans support the idea of having guns. They're very, let's just say they really support it. And that might not be the case with every single Republican. I don't know. It could be different for everyone. But according to the Washington Post, it is true that Republicans are a group that support gun violence. And because it's such a big topic at this point because of all the shootings that have been going around, it's like the laws aren't making us any safer because it allows everyone to own one.
And I also grabbed some information from the Washington Post about the parties that are interested. And yes, Republicans are a very big party that, like, I wouldn't
support it.
That support the Second Amendment staying in the Constitution. And I think it's mainly because I don't want to say that the party itself is bad, But I'm just saying that the ideas that it's promoting, not every Republican, like Risa said, like not every Republican supports this idea, but they do fall in the category as Republicans. So it's like something that well, their parties are more with.
It could also be like that they're just conservative, by the way. It's just like they're not like Republican, but like they do have some beliefs from that party. So.
Okay.
Like they could, it could be that too.
There's also groups against abolishment, like gun advocacy groups and gun control groups, and they have like a huge impact on what our society thinks. A lot of the time they use Warren Burger's quote, because since he was on the Supreme Court, he has a lot of followers and impacts on the world, or the U.S. in general.
Yeah.
So, why do y'all think that this, like, well, why do you think people don't want this to happen anymore? Like, why do people want this abolished, like, apart from us?
Because, according to a Washington Post, there was 1,148 people killed by shooters. That by lone shooters. So these are just people, one person, not group of people.
Innocent people.
Yeah. No. Wait.
Well, I mean, like, people that are innocent are being killed. They don't even expect it.
Yes, because they go to school, they go to anyway. Work, and then they don't know if they're gonna come back. And the people, the victims' families, are a very big group that are against the Second Amendment staying in the Constitution.
I can add on to that from like actual like stuff that like I heard. Oh, I don't know how to explain. It's like more of like stuff. Whatever. So basically, my mom has this friend, and my mom's friend's uncle. He was just sitting at the front, like on his porch, right? Mm-hmm. But someone came by and like with a gun and started shooting everyone in the neighborhood, and he unfortunately died. So like, imagine not even being able to sit in the front of your own porch because you're just scared that man, like if it even happens in neighborhoods where you least expect it, like it doesn't even matter like the type of neighborhood it is at this point. Like it can be a rich neighborhood, it can be a pretty poor neighborhood, it can be a neighborhood in between. At this point, it's just unsafe to be anywhere, and I don't think that people should have to feel like so threatened to do that.
And just the gun control laws that we have are not being like, gun control laws need to start to be more,
they're not given attention.
Yeah, they're not being recognized. Like, I know that they're there, but they don't seem like they're there with the amount of people that are being killed, the amount of people that are being injured, the amount of families that have to go through this pain, the amount of people that are worried about even leaving their house because of this. It's incredible that the gun controls laws aren't stronger, and that's why I think like we should get rid of this amendment.
Okay, some people, they just want to block this amendment from being abolished because they think guns, they give us what we need to protect ourselves, but that's not always the case. I think they just want to block the inevitable, like, death, but guns aren't the way to block the impossible.
That's so true.
That's true.
Discuss how this will change and benefit our society in the new year of 2019. You're listening to Alex, Nicole, Brisa, Camila, and Alexandra. Goodbye.